Christians made a difference. Britain was close to defeat during the Second World War in 1940. The entire British army was trapped at Dunkirk. In desperation, George VI called for a National Day of Christian Prayer to be held on Sunday, 26th of May 1940. In a national broadcast, he called on the people of the UK to turn back to God in a spirit of repentance and plead for divine help. Millions of people across the British Isles flocked into churches and cathedrals praying for deliverance on that day. The following day, 27th of May, the evacuation of troops from Dunkirk began. Associated with the day of prayer, there were three extraordinary events. Firstly, on 24th of May, the Germans approaching along the coast from the south halted their advance on Dunkirk to prevent an Allied breakout. This halt lasted 3 days, coinciding with the day of prayer, and it gave the Allies time to prepare for the evacuation. Secondly, on the Tuesday after the day of prayer, 28th of May, bad weather prevented the German Luftwaffe Air Force from taking off and killing thousands more on the beaches. The third extraordinary event occurred on Wednesday, 29th of May. That night, the British Channel was extraordinarily calm, the like of which had not been seen for a generation. The water was as calm as a mill pond. This allowed vessels of all sizes to assist in the evacuation. So in total, 861 vessels took part in the evacuation. 335,000 soldiers were rescued. The last soldier was evacuated on 6th of June 1940. British High Command had expected only 30,000 to be rescued from the Dunkirk shores. The rest were expected to be killed or captured. The evacuation of 335,000 was seen as a miracle. From then on, people referred to what happened as the Miracle of Dunkirk. Sunday, 9th of June, was officially appointed as a day of national thanksgiving. Without those three extraordinary events, the outcome of the war and world history could well have been quite different. Christians made